other guys just recording this.
Okay. Radio.
The reason why it may not manifest is because of your belief system. That's because you're going to have belief systems that will block it. This is why I recommend that you use the paradigm, the reference experience, because the reference experience trumps belief. So if you refer back to a time of when you received a miracle or something wonderful happened in your life, with that memory as the meta frame, it's called a meta frame, as the meta frame, then whatever you put within the frame is going to work. Because if you don't do that, then your belief, you will get back to your default to your old belief system, which will block any efforts to manifest this stuff. And we are programmed to have doubts, and we are programmed not to believe in this stuff. Society, through social engineering, trains us not to rely on our own power. This is what society is all about. It's about relinquishing your power, going to an intermediary like Muhammad, Jesus, Krishna. You know, you don't want to take that belief system in because it disempowers you. The idea is that you are God, man, God, woman, and you're just learning, relearning to access the power that is within you. Our encounters with ancestors, you're doing well. In terms of the world being a creation of your beliefs and thoughts process, I don't understand that question, I'm sorry. So I'll move on to the second technique. And this one, as I said before, is the one I use prior to getting into the priesthood. So I didn't know anything about magic, but I knew from reference experience that this technique would work. So way back in the day when Madonna was in fashion and when voguing was all out there, me and a friend used to go to clubs. I hated clubs. I hated those clubs. But I went with my friend because he was going through a tough breakup at the time. I like clubs now, but back then I didn't like them because I was very shy. I was very cute, but very shy. Anyway, so we would go to clubs, and I remember specifically I was trying to raise money for a film I was going to produce. And I was saying, well, how am I going to get all this money? And it was an insane amount of money, and I was just a young kid, and I was like, I don't know any investors. Like, how is this going to happen, right? So let me take a step back and just kind of give you a bit of insight into magic and occult history. When you're seeing these rappers out here, what do they call them? Mumble rappers, gangster rappers, and whose albums are high on the charts. The reason why you see this is because their previous lives, they were probably great magicians. They were probably great magicians. Because they are Mike. Yeah, I was an actor, Mike. I was an actor, yes. they know how to mix words as mantras in a cow. And that knowledge only comes from a past life. And how you set up your past life determines how you live this life. So now they are rewarded and adorned with money, fame, women, drugs, all of that. Because in the past life, they were magi, and they conducted major rituals for healing and objectives and rituals for when the nation would go to war. Now, they've brought that knowledge into this life, and they're using it in a negative way, all right? And the lyrics are horrible. The lyrics are done to keep you trapped in the fourth dimensional experience. So they're not only doing harm to themselves, but they are bringing a bunch of people with them. Okay, so just be aware of that. I want you to really understand that that your life in your past has set you up for this life in the present, and this life in the present is going to set you up for your next life in the future. So live this life right now, this now moment, as the best you can, and live it in righteousness and according to Ma'at. All right. Very important you do that, because when you go before the judgment and you go before Tehuti or Thoth, and he asks you, did you live according to your destiny? Then you you better have an answer. You know, you better have an answer. Did you live your pre-life agreement? Did you follow your pre-life agreement? You better have an answer. Okay. And don't be like, well, Kasang told me this, and, you know, and Kasang said you were tight with him and you could let me pass. That ain't going to work. That's not going to work. Many have tried and many have failed. Okay. I'm good, but I'm not that good. Okay. So the second technique, and I'm going to take calls. If you guys want to call in, let's try and take some calls. It'll be the first time I'm trying this, so it'll be interesting. So this second technique is just as powerful. I think it's probably a little more powerful because the results that I saw from it were phenomenal, right? So I went into, it was recently, actually, when I took a trip, and I went to this, I think it was San Diego. I went to this club, and I saw like the lights up at the top of the ceiling, the confetti, the music, the beat, and I was just freaking out. I was like, whoa. And people didn't, you know, the friends I were with, they didn't get why I was looking at all this in such a strange way. And I said, all of this, the people dancing, the lights, the music, the beat, is a ritual. It's a gigantic ritual. Now, if you know anything about Hitler and the Third Reich and, you know, what happened then, Hitler would have these elaborate, there were rituals, but they were these show of force. And he would take the SS, and they would all come out in a mass display with the swastika burning, and they would walk around the swastika. And I'm talking like thousands of troops, right? And because Hitler was into the occult, and this was a ritual. They were charging the swastika and charging their intention, okay, and with the music playing and them marching, you know, all that's a ritual. And that's how, if you look at how Germany almost took over the world based on that in a short period of time. So anyway, so when I went to the club, I was like, this is all a ritual. And the unfortunate fact is they're seeding with the wrong intentions. So if you could create the lyrics that would identify you with your true essence of who you are as God, man, God, woman, and release your power, you would have a world full of magi and magicians. It's phenomenal. So anyway, going back to what I was saying before, is that what time is it? Oh, I got to get out of here. So when I went to as a neophyte, when I went to the club, and the beat of the music, I felt it, and I saw the lights, and what it did was it took me into a trance state, and I would visualize meeting investors. I'm meeting people with money. And lo and behold, shortly thereafter, I went to this club for about a year. And because the first time I went, I knew what was going on. I said, this is a ritual. All right. And went back again and back again. And I started to see results. I said, man, every time I go to that club and I see myself with an intention and I see the lights and I feel the music and I go into trance state, every time I do that, something that I want manifests. I was like, wow. So I was like, tell my friend, let's go back to that club. Let's go back to a club. And we would go back and I would just seed myself with new intentions. And I was starting to meet these investors. At one point, I had a whole group of investors call me up out of the blue, wanting to meet with me. And I was like, wow, this magic stuff works. You know, so that is another technique for you. And this is a very simple technique. I would say you can sit down, you can dance, and listen to music. Let the music get inside you. Dance to it. And visualize your objective. Get excited. Now, if you look at the traditional African rituals, there's two important things that they do. Number one, when the priestess, the high priestess or high priest, goes into a state of trance, what's the first thing that happens? Their eyes cross. You'll see it. Their eyes will cross. Exactly the technique I showed you for the first one. What's the next thing they do? You'll see them dancing, and they dance to the point of exhaustion. You know, and the dancing takes them into a trance state where they see the intention that they want to achieve for the tribe and for the nation. So you're doing the same thing, except don't listen to that crazy ass lyrics. Like, I'm a thug. I like banging. This is thug life. Don't listen to that. That's so mess your head up. Get something that has a really good beat to it, and probably no lyrics, but dance to it. It really, like, let yourself go to the music, but all the while seeding yourself with the intention. Does that make sense? Okay. And what you'll find is the more excited you become dancing and in that trance state, the more powerful the intention is charged. If you can do it to the point of exhaustion or when you can feel like sweat pouring down, that's the best. Because you've totally charged it with your chi force, the intention, all right? Again, this is, you don't need an elaborate shrine or incense or herbs. This is very easy. You do it anyway. If you're a music listener, I'm not a music listener myself, but this is just a great way of achieving an objective through magical means that has been given to us by our ancestors. All right, so let me see if I can answer a question here. This would be interesting. Let me see if I can do this. Okay, this is that. So I see someone from 917. Are you there? 917-538. Are you there? Nope, not there. All righty. 917, are you there? Okay, they took a break. Anyway, so what we got in the chat here? All right, great. Okay, so that is the technique. And if anyone has any questions, please put it in the chat box there, and I'll be glad to answer it for you. And I want you guys to take a moment just to like this video and share it with friends and family. If this is your first time watching, please feel free to subscribe to this channel for more great magical tips and things of that nature. And if no one has any final questions, I'll go to my next appointment. What this is, what I wish to ask is if my ancestor spirits are independent of my belief system. Oh, okay. So that's what he was saying. So he says, what I wish to ask is if my ancestor spirits are independent of my belief system. Yes, because they're part of the MCA, the Mass Collective Agreement. Before we all came here, we are our soul groups. And as soul groups, or spirit groups, we collectively make an agreement as to certain laws, Ma'at law, and that is law of gravity, oxygen, ancestors. Yes. So those are independent of your belief system. Even if you don't believe in them, they still exist as an objective reality. Okay. But that is an excellent, excellent question. So, and I'll recommend that you, all do work with your ancestors. Oh, how did I set my intention before I went to the club? I was working on a project. I was trying to finance a film. So I knew that when I went to the club, I would have a certain visualization of me receiving money and meeting with investors, you know, and it worked too well, because what happened was I ended up flying across the country to meet with investors. And it was just exciting. It was fun. And then from there, it took off even further to where the film took off and I had to meet with studio presidents, agents were calling me. It just, you know, when you do a ritual, you'll get these ancillary, blessings from it. So you think you get what you want. You may get the $100, and behind that $100, you may even get more money because the energy is still there. It depending on how much you've charged it. If you really charged it, then you're going to get more than what you expected in a very good way. You know what I mean? So don't overcharge it. You know, you don't want to do that because that's too much energy, and then that energy could backfire on you. Can numerology help me in finding out about my past life? I wouldn't use it for that. I would not use it for that. Okay, because the system of numbers that we use in the Western world is not the same system of numbers that our ancient ancestors use, so it's very confusing. So I wouldn't rely upon that. I would rely more on the oracles and divination and past life hypnosis regression. I would really more so rely on hypnosis regression to a past life. I would rely more upon that than anything else, because I think that's more accurate, and they publish more studies to prove that is a legit way of finding out about past life. And they've actually now scientifically proven that you're accessing legitimate memories, and they know from studies that the DNA is encoded with ancestral memories. Okay, so your DNA has memories from past life. This is why we know, for example, families of the Holocaust, families of the transatlantic slave trade still carry trauma in the their DNA. So that trauma is still within you. So a lot of times what I do with individuals is, for example, students who want to know about their history, they want to know about slavery, you know, Harriet Tubman, things of that nature, Nat Turner. I say, don't read a book. I'm going to put you into a trance state and you will re-experience that. You will go back in time and re-experience that life as a slave. Now, be careful. You got to be ready for this experience because it will seem authentic and real to you. And this is why I have such a problem with the university system, the education system, because it is secondhand knowledge. They've yet to learn high advanced occult wisdom or metaphysical wisdom to where you can think, to where you can take a person back in time, back to a certain period in time, and they can actually experience it firsthand. So they've yet to catch up to this knowledge, you know. Della, hey, Hatepu. I should have worn my glasses. I'm like reading and trying to figure out everybody's name. So Mike, thank you, man. Dwa-u. Alma, greetings. So, hey, guys, that wraps it up. I want to thank you all, you magi and magicians, geniuses, that's the word genii, geniuses, because we're all governed by a certain genii, okay, a certain genie or spirit that governs us, okay, and the Christian tradition, they call them angels. I want to thank you guys for coming in, and the show's going to end. and tune into my next broadcast, and we'll get deeper and deeper into the stuff. But I want you to try that technique. If you have any problems, please email me at kasonk@gmail.com. I can fine-tune it for you if you're having problems. Remember, it does work. You just have to do it exactly the way I've outlined it. And I probably will publish this and give it out to you as a one sheet so everybody can follow along the instructions exactly and get the right results. Because I want you guys to be successful in life. I want you guys to be happy. And I want you to live your destiny. This is Kasonk Ma'akeperu, son of Ma'at and Amun-Ra.